Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Full Moon Meditation in May. This is Dave Krajovic of the Global Breath Institute, and I'm here with my partner and wife, Pat, and we're just delighted to be able to guide you through this meditation. The full moon of May is also known as the Buddhic moon, and it's also the time of the Wesak festival. It's a very powerful time of year from a spiritual energy standpoint, and Pat is going to discuss a little bit more about that from the teachings we receive from Alice Bailey.
Hi, thank you. Alice Bailey is a great esoteric astrologer and spiritual teacher, and she really talks about this time being a time whenever we really understand the fact that humanity is really one and that we are connected, and what happens to me is happening to you, and what happens to you affects me, and there's a piece of me in you, and there's a piece of you in me, and that we are all really connected and one. And I think she succinctly speaks that, and I'll quote her, "Men need to get back to the ancient knowledge that our planet is intended to demonstrate the essential unity of humanity, and that the energy which should manifest is that of integration and coherence. When this is truly realized, our present world problems will adjust themselves, and the basic world rhythm will be reestablished and stabilized." And, you know, I think that's really a very important concept for us to really grasp, particularly at this time. And this is a time where we can really realize the grace and guidance we need to achieve our loftiest spiritual goals in the upcoming year. So it's a time to really put forth a focused intention around what we want to create spiritually, what we want to manifest in our life in other areas, and really focus on the idea of unity.
Well, it's interesting how these lessons come up. Pat and I were just in San Diego training some new facilitators in the breath work, and we were with another trainer, and the work of Hugh Lin for Ho'oponopono came up, and she went to be with him for her third weekend with him, and they talked about there is no you, there is no me, and until you get that concept, until you get the concept that there is only I, that everything is I, you're not gonna realize the potential, the human potential that we have. And that's what this meditation is all about, is how do we access that energy, bring this unity consciousness, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to start by a cleansing meditation using the breath. We want to clear the energy channels to make way, to create a vacuum, so that we can step through the doorway of these higher energies and allow them to settle into our energy body and allow us to make higher choices. So let's begin by just getting comfortable, sitting up straight in your chair, feet flat on the floor, closing your eyes, and getting ready to breathe and settle yourself in.
So let's connect the breath, breathing in and out with no pause between the inhale or exhale, breathing through the mouth, in through the mouth and out through the mouth, no pause between the inhale and exhale. And as we breathe, let us just really clear our mind and focus our intention on the breath. Exhale's nice and relaxed. Nice full inhale, and the exhale's just a relaxed sigh. And we're going to do a cleansing so that we can really bring down the spiritual energy as we continue to breathe.
It's safe to breathe. It's safe to let go. Feel the breath move through the body. Focus on nothing but the breath. and just let go. Let the breath carry you like it carries the leaves in the fall. Let it take you wherever it wants to go. Feel the energy begin to build. Feel it move through your body. Get a sense of where it's flowing and where it's not flowing. And wherever it's not flowing, place your awareness there and gently move the breath into that area and allow it to release. Like a whirlwind coming through the land, it cleans out all the debris of our limited thinking, thoughts of lack, thoughts of unworthiness, poverty consciousness. All our guilt, shame, frustration, depression, disempowerment. Allow the breath, allow the whirlwind of the breath, the magical power, to just blow right through your consciousness. And actually see a whirlwind going through your body as if your body were hollow. See good energy come in, fresh energy, light energy. See dark and dirty energy leaving on the exhale.
And this pure, fresh, white light energy is coming down through your crown as your crown chakra is being cleansed. Focus your attention on the top of your head. The crown chakra is being cleansed, properly energized. White light, the pure, fresh, clean energy is pouring down into your head, cleaning the forehead chakra and the ajna between your eyes, cleaning away any dirty energy, bringing fresh, clean energy into your body. Your back head chakras are being cleansed as the energy comes down, down, down through your neck. Your throat chakra is being cleansed, properly energized. Feel the energy coming down now to your heart, your place of compassion and love, beautiful wisdom in the heart. The heart chakra, back heart chakra is being cleansed, properly energized. Moving the energy down, breathing down into the solar plexus. Solar plexus is being cleansed. All dirty energy, negative energy being cleansed out of your body. Fresh energy comes in, strengthening, enlivening. All cords are cut, and properly disposed of. The navel chakra is being cleansed. All your internal organs are being cleansed. Your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your stomach, your intestines, your gallbladder, pancreas. Kidneys, all your internal organs are being cleansed. Your sacral chakra is being cleansed. Your Meng Meng chakra is being cleansed. Properly energized. Moving down, your basic chakra is being cleansed. All limiting thoughts, beliefs, and attitudes, all ideas of lack, any past vows of poverty. All poverty consciousness is being washed from your body, down your legs and into the earth through your feet. Being cleansed away. Fresh energy comes in. Vitality comes in. Strengthening, cleansing. We feel these energy going down our legs, out our feet and into Mother Earth, where we're wonderfully supported, where we have everything we need. All the chakras are cleansed, properly energized and stabilized. Breathing in fresh prana.
See your body as hollow.
See the white light pouring down into your head and going down the tube through your body. Feel the energy.
Feel your body begin to glow with the light. Your light body is becoming larger than your physical body. It's expanding. It's expanding out. Expanding out into the room you're in. Your energy is becoming great and powerful, loving and light. Expands out into the room, out into the house, and out beyond the house. Now, take your hands and place them in blessing position. Bend your elbows, raise your hands to shoulder height, palms facing outward. Hands shoulder height, elbows bent, palms facing forward. And see in front of you a small planet Earth, about 2 or 3 feet in front of you with your eyes closed. See the beautiful planet Earth, her crystal blue waters, the green forest, and the gray and brown mountains and white clouds. Beautiful contrast, beautiful color, a perfect planet for perfect beings of light. And now let us bless the planet with the great invocation, the world prayer given to us.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men everywhere. Let light descend on earth. Bless the earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men everywhere. Love increase and bless the earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men and women, the purpose which the holy masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of light and love work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. May light and love and power restore the plan on earth. May light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power the planet Earth.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds everywhere. Let light descend on earth. See the light, divine light, filling the earth. See the earth glowing with this light. Light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts everywhere. May love expand on earth. see the planet Earth being bombarded with divine love energy, and see people everywhere with their hearts filled with love. Send these loving blessings through you into the Earth now. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all human wills everywhere. The purpose which the Masters know and serve. And see people everywhere not just being filled with goodwill, but acting on it, actually doing something good for others. There is no me, there is no you, there is just I. What I do unto others, I do unto myself. This is law. And from the center, which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where all separation dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on Earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on Earth. See the planet. See it in joy. See the light replace the darkness. Sadness turn into joy, despair into hope, and doubt into faith.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men and women everywhere. Let light descend on this earth. Let us all recognize the light that we are. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into all of our hearts. Let love, let oneness, let love increase on this planet Earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose drive the little wills of men, the purpose which the Holy Masters know and serve. Let us know the purpose and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of light and love work out, and may it seal the door where separation dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore this plan for earth. Let light and love and power restore our planet Earth. So be it. So be it. And so it is.
Now just feel the unity you have with the Mother Earth, with our home we call planet Earth. I am one with the Mother. Feel the oneness. As you're breathing, begin to raise your energy first feeling it in your basic chakra, in your pelvic area, and feel the energy begin to rise just a little by little up from your basic, up into your sex chakra, your solar plexus, and into your heart. And as it's into your heart, let it trigger for you a really loving moment that you experienced in your life. Fully remember the feelings of love you had and experienced, and re-experience the sweetness of that moment now. And as you do that, bless the Mother Earth. Bless the people on the earth with the love you feel in your heart. Feel the love coming from your heart out your hands to the people on the planet Earth everywhere. See people who are angry embracing each other. See warring nations put their weapons down and embrace each other. People at your place of work, where there is conflict, see them acting peaceably toward each other. Send this love to your family members. Especially those who may be ill, out of work, who are despairing. Raise your awareness up from your heart, up through your throat, your forehead, and onto your crown. From my heart and the heart of God, I bless the planet now with a beautiful golden energy. Sending this energy out into the world. I see people in poverty being raised up to prosperity. People who are ill becoming healthy again. Those areas ravaged by earthquakes, tsunamis, and the floods along the Mississippi. Everything is restored by the power of love. May their burdens be eased. May their hearts and bodies be healed. Prosperity abounds. Allow these gifts to flow through you to them. feel the energy coming in through your crown and passing out through your hands to the earth in front of you. I can make such a difference by sending this divine, loving, light energy to my fellow travelers on this earth walk. I am that I am. And now put your hands down at your side and raise your consciousness to a point about 12 inches above your head. And connect now and feel the oneness with your higher soul. I am one with my higher soul. I am one with my I Am presence. And allow the truth of that to penetrate every cell of the body. I relax into the truth that I am, that I am. And raise your consciousness even higher. Go higher. Connect to all the other souls. As a divine being of God, as a divine child of God, I recognize the divinity that is in me. I see that in you. We are one. I am one. Namaste. Namaste.
Beginning to return now to a normal breath. Starting to move a little bit, gently feeling your fingers and toes. Discharge any excess energy we might have. We're going to picture our family in front of us. Put your hands back in blessing position. Send love and peace and healing energy to our family and friends, to our coworkers, to our neighbors, anybody we know who has any problems or struggles. Send them love and light. Send them hope. And picture your projects. What is it that you want to achieve? Picture your projects in front of you and send them light. Send them love. That they be manifested with ease, success. Whatever it is we want to manifest right now is done successfully and with ease. Bless your projects. See the energy pouring into the projects. If you feel like you have to, shake your hands a little bit now. Move your feet. slowly and gently bring your consciousness back to this time and place. Let us now offer thanks to the Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother. We thank you for the gifts, for the guidance, for the love, for the support, for protection. We thank you in full faith. So be it, and so it is. Thank you.
Be sure that you do any exercises if you feel as if the energy might be a little congested. Some squats or just moving your joints around is a very good thing to do, just gentle. Also, the music tonight was from our Spiritus Animus Breathing Meditation CD. And if you would like to get a copy of The Great Invocation, you can find that on our website at globalbreathinstitute.com. Or you can find it on Facebook as well at Global Breath Institute on Facebook. We would like to also make you aware of a very special event that's coming up this September 7th to 13th. It's the Personal Transformational Breathing Seminar that will be held in Vancouver, British Columbia. It is a 6-day event of just wonderful, joyous transformation. It is something that just needs to be experienced. If you'd like to learn more about that, check out our website. It's there as well. We have a second event we're also doing in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, called Inspiring Your Destiny. And it will be held this June from the 22nd to the 24th. We're so glad you joined us this month. We hope you really enjoyed the meditation and you found it to be very clearing and bringing you much peace of mind and many blessings that the Divine Ones are providing for us at this time. Thank you again. We'll see you next month.
Thank you. Good evening.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.